My name is Mahmoud. My last name is Alizada. I'm from Afghanistan and I'm 17 years old. I'm minor. This introduce finish, yeah? Like this. Why are you laughing? Okay, but before, you can ask me.
Yeah, you said before that you come from Afghanistan and
yeah, but Medlin should ask me and after that I will say answer.
Okay,
ask.
Okay, but everyone can ask you, not only me, okay?
Everyone?
Yes, like, yeah, as you
okay,
see,
no problem.
You ask questions.
No problem.
Okay?
I'm ready for
all. Is that okay for you?
It's okay for me.
Aprite le frontiere.
Sınırları açın.
Marza boskunin.
Abrit las fronteras.
Ouvre les frontières.
Abre les frontières.
Buka probatasa.
Anixta sinora.
Avat karayan.
Abre las fronteras.
Abran las fronteras.
Iftahu kubur.
Open the borders.
Mahmoud, the sunshine. Mahmoud, keeping the good mood. I met him about 4 months ago. He took me back to Mytilini on his bike. I had the chance to discover him and his sunshine smile only later, maybe 2 months ago. He comes from Afghanistan and arrived on Lesbos in the beginning of 2021. Why sunshine Mahmoud? Because when you get to know him and you start to have deeper conversations, Mahmoud always talks positively about his life. He is convinced that we should enjoy life, that we should believe in ourselves and be happy. He doesn't think a lot about the past. He concentrates on what he is doing now and he tries to keep a positive energy. By the way, he is also a very, very good runner. The best on the island, I think. He keeps on running. It helps him concentrate on good things. In this podcast, we heard about Mahmoud's experiences with borders and difficulties to reach the island. He told us about his different feelings, his goals, and a part of his story. During this podcast, Hamza, a friend of ours, participated as well, so don't be surprised when you will hear his voice. Enjoy listening, don't forget to give us feedbacks.
So how did you come to here, to Greece?
I coming from Afghanistan to here because of my problem. And at the first, when I arrived inside the Iran country, I stayed 2 months inside the Iran. And after that, I arrived inside the Turkish. I stayed inside the Turkish 5 years. And after that, I arrived here. I decided to come inside this island, inside the Girik. Yeah.
What were you doing in Turkey?
I just have a job, like a tailor.
Tailor? You were doing suits?
Yeah. Okay. I make t-shirts and suits, coats, like pants, like this.
And now, where are you in Greece? And what are you doing here?
I don't have here a many job, just I working with yoga sport and I am a running teacher and also I just have one French class with beautiful teacher Medlin and also that's finished and yeah, that's my job. Yeah, this is my job in this island.
Okay, so in this island, so you are in Lesbos?
Yeah.
Which is because like it's very important to explain clearly to people who don't know, you know?
I am in Lesbos, the place of the Lesbos, Mytilene. I stay with miners close to airport.
Mm-hmm.
With them, I stay with them.
Okay, and can you explain what is minors, as you say?
My what?
Yes, like because you say that you stay with minors.
Ah.
Because most of the people here, they go in the camp on Lesbos, like the Karate TP camp, and you don't stay in the camp.
I didn't stay because I said the first time for police, I am minor. But the first time the police didn't accept me, the police said, no, you're not minor. But I say, yeah, I'm minor. After that, I stayed inside the camp 2 months. And inside the camp, the situation is very bad. The situation was very bad. And after that, they accept me. They accept me. And after that, I leave the camp. And I coming to inside the Mytilene, close to airport.
Okay, so it's a house only with minor.
Yeah, it's a house. It's a house. We have 30 miners now, and also we have 43 person full of corona.
What?
Full of corona and new. Some only people they have a problem.
They have corona.
Yeah.
So you are staying with corona people?
Yeah, I stayed.
And
with
you come here without mask.
No. Don't understand wrong. Understand. Don't understand wrong because they are quarantined inside the one room. They cannot come out. Understand? They cannot come out. Yeah, because of that.
But how is it like? So you are living in the same house?
They are equal. They are equal. They are another home. We are another home.
Mm-hmm.
Another home. Yeah, another room. Mm-hmm. But all of them is 30 minors. 30 minors. We stay together at the one place.
And you have your room for yourself, or you share your room with other people?
Yeah, yeah. Inside the one room, 4 person.
Okay.
Four person, one room. It's good. All of them is good. We have the bed for sleep, and we have the bathroom. We have the kitchen, and
And can you compare the situation in the camp, when you were in the camp, with the situation you have now in the house?
The situation of the camp, it was very bad, you know, because they don't have a good bathroom, and it was very, very bad. And also about food, the food was not good. The food was very bad. And also, they gave it for us at the 1 month, 60 euro. For example, on that time, my age was not clear. I got it the one card, the like bank card, and I at the 1 month I got it 60 euro, and also I can buy some food for it because the food, the camp food was not good, and also. It's very hard for that people because they are like stay for a long time. They should be habit. They have a beautiful habit. Habit, you know the habit. Huh? For they are is normal.
Mm-hmm.
They have a feeling, but they don't care about all of them because they know we will stay here for a long time. If we say for something police, for government, they will not do something for us. You understood?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, let's finish. Next question.
And you said that in the camp, the situation with the food was really bad.
Yeah.
And now how is it? Like, do you get food in the house or?
And now I don't know. I'm not inside the camp, but I saw the some people coming from camp.
Mm-hmm.
Outside, near to coming to gym, Yuga Sport, and the one car coming from one company and so near to Yuga Sport, and they have a list. They have a name from that people. When they coming, they can have a food. Some people, not all of them, and they coming for food. They take a food and go back to inside the camp.
Mm-hmm. But you, where do you get food now?
We have workers for miner.
Okay. They,
we have 10 workers. At the one night, the two person will stay for cooking, and they will cook for us. They will make food, and we have not good, not bad, normal. That's okay for us.
Which year did you arrive in Lesbos?
I arrived inside the Lesbos 8 months ago.
Okay.
8 months ago. Yeah, 8 months ago.
Okay, and how is it going with your procedure?
It was good.
Do you have your asylum or do you wait for your answer? How was your interview?
No, I got it my answer. I got it my answer. They accept me, and after the 3 months, I will be adult. And they will apply for my passport. The government will apply for passport. I don't know the clear of time. What time my passport will coming after the 3 months. Understand?
What's your plan for after?
For after?
Yes, because you got your positive answer. Mm. Means that you are considered as a refugee. And now you are waiting for your passport and your ID card. What do you want to do after?
After when I got my passport and I can go with the airplane like this, huh? And go to inside the France and stay inside the France and save my problem. And again, I have to stay many times inside the France. And for my answer, they accept me or no, but like this.
Okay, so you will apply again for asylum in France.
Okay. Yeah, yes.
And why in France?
Because in now the situation, France is good for the refugees. They accept us, and now I know they will not have. They will not give a lot of money for refugees. They will give a little. Maybe it's okay for us. And the someone will not accept that money. That money is very little for me. We cannot accept that. We'll go to another country like Germany. Understand? That belongs to person. But I think because it's a good result too. Because the French country, they will accept soon. And also, they will accept soon. And we can go and we can continue our work. What want we should be in the future? What one, for example, what work we like we can find. And also, if you know the language, but I think it's easy for you.
And what do you want to do in the future? So in France.
In France?
Yes. What's your plan?
What kind of job, yes, or what kind of, what do you imagine for your future?
For future, I just want to continue my sport, running, and the future, they all of them is no. When I continue my running, I will be successful, and it's equal. It's don't belongs to another work. It's equal. The running is equal, and maybe I can find work, toiler, make a suit. And after that, I can work a little,
mm-hmm,
and we can find money and eat food.
Yeah, it's the purpose of money, yeah?
Yeah.
Tell us a bit more about your running. When did you start? Why? How do you feel about that?
About running, I started this island. I started running this island 4 months ago. 4 months, five, maybe 5 months, I'm not sure, sorry. But I just started 5 months ago here, the running, and I at the first time I was a student, I coming here, but I coming and yeah, I started, and now the first coach is Nino inside the Aten, and Nino have a many job for yoga sport. They have this big responsibility for us, for the teachers, the Nino, and also she have many activity at the Aten, and she cannot come for a long time, and then Nino choose me and hey Mahmoud, you can be here a good teacher, a good murabi Davish, team Davish, you can continue.
What
team? For running teacher.
It was in Farsi.
I said in Farsi.
Okay, yeah. So I cannot understand, of course.
Yeah, it's the Nino say for me, you can stay here and you can continue your work instead of me. And now I want to go inside the hotel,
mm-hmm.
and I want to, because we don't have any person for.
Okay, so because Nina was the running coach before you.
Yeah, before me.
And Nina. Then when she left, you start being a running coach.
Yeah.
You're a very good running coach.
Yeah. Right? Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And why did you start to run? Like, before you were not running in Afghanistan or somewhere else?
I come in this island, but I have it a lot of time, you know, at the daily, I have it a lot of time, but I said for myself, yeah, sport is good for health, and I come in and I started the running, and now when I see myself, when I see my activity, and I can continue just quietly and silent. I will continue and I will improve and just, you know, because we don't have a lot of money to make a company like sweet company, like a factory. For example, we don't have money. When you know, but you don't have money to make the company, you know. At Afghanistan, I know it, the suit, make a suit, but I didn't have it a lot of money to buy 4 or 3 engine and take workers for me, and I don't have it money for take a shop and pay the 1 month, I don't know how much money inside the Afghanistan they want, but I didn't have it the money. Just I know it. They make a suit that finish. I can make at 1 month a little money. And now why I coming inside the run? Because the running gets belongs to you. When you continue your running, at the one day you will be winner, and also it's clear for all. You don't need make a company. You don't need go for work. Morning up to night, you don't need to listen to another people what they have say for you just for money. Yeah, this much why I come inside the rank, just for this.
Yes, you can control yourself, your time, what you want to do, step.
Yeah,
that's what you like.
We can control ourselves. Yeah, this. Yeah.
And you're also lucky because you're already good at running. It's not the case of everyone.
Yeah, for example, at the first time I was not good. I just worked too hard, and now I'm like that. Like, at the first time I was not like this. All of the winners, they make ourselves. They didn't come in like that inside the world at the first time.
So you lived in Moria camp and in the minor house as well, which is much better than Moria camp. Not the Moria camp because it's new. It's Moria camp burned down. It's Marowini. Like you lived in Marowini camp, the new one, and you lived in the minor house. What is the comparison? Like, what is the things that are better? What is the things that are worse than the Moria camp? Was like, what is the better things? Can you tell us more?
Yeah, I can tell you. On that time, I think I was not inside the Moria because when I arrived inside the Girik. The first time I remember, I coming inside the Koritapa here, Koritapa, the new camp. I coming inside the new camp. On that time, I was not there, and also I stayed 2 months inside the camp, and after that I left the camp and coming inside the manor. And I don't know I don't have a lot of information about the Moria camp, but I just know the on that time I was inside the Turkish. The situation is very bad for the people. Because I have it a little friend inside the Moria, they said for me this is very very bad situation. But I was not there, but I don't have lots of information.
And even if people were telling you that the situation in Greece was bad, you wanted to come.
The situation.
Yes, like
for the refugees.
Yes, in the Moria camp, people told you, yeah, situation is not good, blah 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 blah. And you still decided to come, right?
Yeah. They said for me like that.
Okay.
Yeah, but I coming, but I didn't listen to the people because they all of the people not the same, not the same have a problem. Understand? They all of the people not the same. I have different problem inside my life, inside my, I have a equal plan for my work, for my what should be I. And I didn't listen into that. The way is always dangerous. Maybe you will die, maybe you will stay inside the forest, maybe you will lose yourself. Understand? It's very dangerous. But if you plan, I should go in this country and I should make myself and I should work, I should find the money, I should send for my father, for my mother. It belongs to you. But you will not listen to other people what he say for me. It's important for me or not. Direct you will come inside the another country. But you accept your problem. You accept your dying. If you're dying, it's no problem from another person. It's your problem because you decide for yourself. But I coming and now I am in this island. And now we just continue our work and we just stay here. I don't know for passport for. It's good.
Yeah, it's very good. Your answer, so of course, it's good.
I just say the answer. Let's finish.
It's better to say your answer, and for now it's your answer, so of course it's good.
Next question.
I was just wondering, Mahmoud, is the miners' house run by an NGO or the Greek government?
I think this belongs to Greek government.
Okay.
I think this belongs to Greek government because we have lots of workers. Not workers, for example, they come and make for us food. No, like this, like bigger workers. Their responsibility. Mm-hmm. They all are from Greek, and I think this belongs to from the Greek government.
Okay.
And about one company, I don't know. Maybe it belongs.
Okay.
I don't know because I didn't ask before.
I was just wondering if the Greek government took responsibility for underage migrants, or if they do then yeah, that's interesting.
Yeah, I think it's their responsibility to take care of minors, because they cannot leave minors among adult people because it's too dangerous, especially in the camp.
Definitely, yeah.
But how could you prove that you are a minor?
How did they decide that you are a minor? The first time it was very hard for me because, you know, but they just need minor, they will accept us. If they have a lots of minor, they will not accept you. Understand?
But they have too many minors.
Yeah, because they have a lots of too many minors. Oh. And they do need the minors, they will not accept you.
If there is a free place in the minors' house, yeah. It will take like someone from the camp. Saying this guy is minor, this girl is minor.
Yeah, for example.
And if there is no space in the house,
they will not accept.
Even if it's obvious that it's a minor, because sometimes you can still like see that the person is really young. And if you're like close to 18, it's a little bit hard to say if you're younger or not. But if you're maybe 14 or something like this,
They will accept. They will accept. On that time, I come.
But if you're a minor,
okay, I'm sorry. Go.
But if you're a minor and you've come with your family, then you aren't able to stay in the house. You have to stay in the camp. So all the children in the camp, you know, they don't get anywhere.
Yeah, it's like this house is only for unaccompanied minors.
Yeah, unaccompanied minors.
We have not one plus for minors. We have. 3-4 plus like this. For example, we have two home inside Mytilene, not close to airport, because we are very far to Mytilene, and they also have inside the home like 30-40 minors
inside Mytilene.
Yeah, inside the Mytilene.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, you say inside the Mytilene.
Inside Mytilene.
No, it's not true. plural. You have to say in Mytilene.
No, inside in Mytilene. In Mytilene.
In Mytilene. In Mytilene.
I have another question.
Yes.
Yes.
Mahmoud, can you tell us about your achievements in running? Like, what have you achieved, like, on Lesbos?
Okay. When I coming at the first time inside the running, at the first time I didn't coming inside the running. I coming inside the boxing at the first month, and after that I leave the boxing. I coming inside the running. I coming inside the running, and after that I see myself. Yeah, okay. I am better in the running. I am better than boxing. Understand? I'm better than boxing in the running. And now yeah, I am okay in the running. I will continue the running like this. This is the answer, yeah?
Yeah, and now you are a very good runner. For example, a month ago, you won a competition, a race.
Yeah.
Like far, far away, everyone.
Yeah.
Like 30 minutes before the second one.
Yeah.
It was 23 kilometers.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have it other competition.
Mm-hmm.
And after three months ago, and inside the Agiosus, inside this island.
Village on the island.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it have inside the bigger mountain in this island. The bigger mountain. We have the competition on there. We have the lots of person from foreign country and also from inside the Girik and inside this island.
Mm-hmm.
And it was 23 kilometers also. We should go and finish the mountain, the bigger mountain, the cross it the mountain and come back. Understand? Come back. It was very hard, and also we have it the last guys from the yoga sport. They was very good.
Can you just say quickly what yoga and sport is?
The yoga sport just coming in this island, just helping for people and be with them always. Yeah, with yoga and sport. Running, boxing, yoga, and kickboxing, kung fu, boxing. Yeah, I said boxing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like this. It's a gymnastic. I don't know.
We have more than 20 sports.
Yeah, more than 20 sports.
Especially for refugees, but also for people all around Greece and the world.
Yeah, around England. And for example, one person will decide to come to this island, and he will come inside the yoga sport, and he will saw the people, he will saw the workers, and he will stay 1 month, 2 months, and after that he will go back.
And what you said, there are a lot of NGOs around this island.
Yeah.
And are you involved only with yoga and sports or with other NGOs?
It means that the organization, the yoga sport, it's all good for refugees. Understand? Mm-hmm. It's all good for refugees. Because the refugees, if saw them, they will have a relaxing feeling. Understand? Yeah, like this.
But for example, like you told me before that this summer you were working in a farm.
Yeah. It was the one company from OHF, Sporus.
Mm-hmm.
It was that. And also their job is for refugees like this. If someone want to work inside the farm, like cultivated something, like if they want to know, if for example have information, the people can come and they can join. Inside the 12 day, they will explain all of the how you can cultivate it, how you can make a compost, how you can like this, like that. And after that, they will give it for refugees a little result card. A result card, the diploma. From the farm. Information about the farm, because you know. And after that, I got it the diploma. It finished the class. We got it the diploma. We finished it. And after that, I said for that, hey, if you need the workers, I can stay here and I can work with you if you need. But if you don't need, okay, no problem. I will not working free. I will take money. And he accept me. And he say, yeah, okay, Mahmoud, don't say for all. I will find for you work. and don't say for another person who coming here. And I say okay, but 2 weeks, the way was very far. Just on two hours, I just go with bicycle. Two hours, and I don't know. It was too far, but on the 2 weeks I just went and work, and I needed a little money. I found it. I finished my problem. Also, the weather was very cold. I didn't went there.
So you know the situation in Lesbos. You know how is it in Lesbos? Be like, yeah. Let's say you were in Turkey. Would you still come to Lesbos? Like, let's say you know the Lesbos already. Would you still come?
I knew it before the situation of Lesbos.
Yes.
Why I coming here like this? For example, why I decided to come?
Let's say you are in Turkey.
Yeah.
And you know what's going on in Lesbos.
Yeah,
you
yeah.
know how is Lesbos.
Yeah, yeah.
And would you still come to Lesbos?
Yeah. Yeah, because you know I went. I arrived inside the Girik to another way.
Mm-hmm.
The police took us and sent back to inside the Turkish, and like three rounds or more than three. I didn't succeed, the pushbacks. I didn't succeed on that way. I was very bad. I was very sad. I don't know. But I at the first time I coming in this way in the big water, because the people don't want to come this way because it's very dangerous for the refugees. Maybe they will die, and the another way they will not die. If the police took us, they will send back to inside the Turkish, and maybe you will coming at the night in this way. If you choose this way, you should become at night, because the soldiers should not see you. If the soldiers see you, they will talk and they will send back. And also, I decided to coming in this island in this way. I accept all the problem, and I coming. I just said with myself, it's no matter. I just care about the way. When I posit the way, and after that, the problem is nothing for me. I will be there like another pupil, and one day, I will finish my problem and I will go.
So you tried 4 times to go to Greece before succeeding in it.
Yeah.
You went 5 times.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay. What are the things that give you motivation that you're still here and you have a motivation that you are? What is the thing that gives you motivation?
Motivation, what?
Push you
like energy, and you really want to do something.
Ah.
What is the thing that gives you that feeling?
Nothing give it for me motivation. Nothing, because when I see myself, I don't want to be like another people.
You want to be unique.
I just want to be the one person like all of the world know him. I will be like that.
So that's your motivation. So you have a motivation.
Yeah, but I think I didn't get the answer. Sorry. Yeah, that's great. And also, yeah.
So let's start with the topic border.
And now I should speak about border. Okay. At the first time when I leave the Afghanistan, I came against the era. And I was alone. And on that time, I was very small. I was not like this. And I didn't care about the way because I didn't know. I was very small. And I was very, very happy because we leave the Afghanistan and we will go to new country. And we will go to another country. We will see the new people. And we can find work. We will find money. And like this. I thinking about that. Yeah, I was alone, but I coming inside the Iran, yeah, but the way was very, very bad. The way was very bad when we posit the way.
Mm-hmm.
The way up to Afghanistan, up to
what did you do? How was it?
We didn't just the way was very bad. Just we said we will go. The police, we hope police should not see us like this, like that. And after that, I coming inside the Iran.
So you were walking.
Yeah, we have it walking, like 3 days, 4 days at mountain.
And you were with a group of people?
Yeah, but it was 2,000, 3,000 people. It was.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
So many people?
Yeah, they're coming like that. They don't come in like 10 people, 20 people.
Okay. How can you escape from the police with 2,000 people?
But they
come. Because it's quite obvious.
They're coming like that, but if they're coming, if they finish it the long way,
yeah.
if near to borders,
mm-hmm.
they will explain. They will be equal, and they will choose one plus, and the car will coming, and they will go with car and to borders.
They will hide in the car. Or?
Yeah, yeah. Okay. They will hide in the car, and the car is like inside the long way. The one car coming like Toyota, you know the Toyota, yeah?
The what Toyota?
Toyota, mm-hmm. the name of car.
The brand of the car,
yeah. Toyota. Toyota.
Do you remember the car?
Yeah, I remember. And after that, the when we coming inside the city, we will come with another car like a Peugeot. The Peugeot, the small car.
Okay.
Yeah, the small car. But we and 13 person. 13 person will be inside the one small car.
But how do you hide? Like if it's a small car, 13 people inside, and they don't see at the border?
Yeah. For example, at the behind of the car,
mm-hmm.
they will sit there, four people, I don't know, three like this, one like this. Understand? Mm-hmm. In front, they will, this driver, and the in front, the near to driver, they will see two person. One here like this, one here, the there. And the behind, they will...
On the floor, you mean?
Yes.
One on the seat and one on the floor.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
At the behind, they will sit six people.
Okay.
Three like this, three like this.
Mm-hmm.
Understand? They will coming to a long way. Mm-hmm. Four hour, five hour. The feeling was very, very bad. Like they will be look like this. Look.
Mm-hmm.
They will be look. And after you finish the way, and the driver will say for you, come out, you cannot come out. You cannot feeling your foot. I don't know, you cannot feeling your body. When you come out the car, you will be full down. You will be full down.
Because maybe. You don't feel your body anymore, like it's too painful.
Yeah, it's very bad for you. It's very bad situation there for refugees.
And then, how did you go from Iran to Turkey?
To Iran to Turkish, we coming again like that.
Also in a car?
Like that situation.
Okay.
Up to borders. When we coming near to borders,
mm-hmm.
and after that, I saw the 200, 300 the people. I coming with 300 people
mm-hmm.
to mountain at night, and we pause at the borders, and we coming inside the one village. It's plus belongs to inside the Turkish, like a small village. The one name is one.
Van.
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 It's like next to Turkey and Iran.
Yeah.
But it's not a village. It's a city.
Not inside the city. It's too far than city. Understand? We will be there, and the smuggler will say for us. You should send the money for us now, and after that we will send you. Inside the, I don't know, inside the another city like Ankara, like Istanbul, like, I don't know. After that, we'll coming inside the city, inside to another city.
And you stayed 5 years in Turkey, is that?
In Turkey, yeah. I stayed in 5 years.
And you stayed in the same city?
No, I stayed in different, many city inside the Turkish. At the first time when I coming, I didn't coming inside the foreign country because I didn't have it up. Plan like this. I stayed here, I don't know. At the first time it was very hard for me because I didn't know the language at first. At the second, when I knew the language, but I find it the work. And I worked it. I don't know. I stayed 5 years and also I call for my small brother. You should come and you should go. And after that I will come. You should go first. At the second I will come. And then my on that time my small brother was inside the Afghanistan, and my small brother is coming inside the Turkish, and I gave it for him money, and he coming. And so this island, he stay in this island. On that time, my brother coming inside the Moria. On that time, my brother was inside the Moria, and the situation was very bad. And after that, my brother went to inside the French, and now he's in the French, and also he know always English, and also he can speak French. And after that, I coming. After the, my brother, I coming here.
You will join him to France.
Yeah, and also I will go to inside the France.
So after all of this, what do you think about borders?
The borders, I didn't think so much because the borders it's very hard for the people, for the refugees. It's very hard. You should not be alone. You should have four or three friends, and also because maybe it will come in for you. It will come in for you the problem. You should not be alone. You should have a friend with you.
Also, but you didn't have friends.
But yeah. I didn't have any friends.
So if you would do it again, you would do it again with friends. If you would come again to Europe, to Greece.
Yeah.
You would come with friends.
At the first I will see the situation. If the situation is good, if the people will come in easily, I will come alone. But if the people come very hardly, I will take a friend with me.
So you would say that we are feeling like you need someone to be with you on the way?
On the way.
Yes.
On the way, because you are alone, you don't have any person for talk or talking. You will be very sad. And if you, for example, have a friend, you will always talking with your friend, and you will be laughing, and sometimes you will be joking, and sometimes you will come with him, and it's good because the way, and also the way is very dangerous. You should have. Friend. You should have friend.
On the way, did you find friends?
On the way, yes.
On the way, you were with people as well, right?
On the way, yes. You know, when now I remember when I crossed the borders Turkish, when I arrived in the Turkish, I find the one friend from Iran. It was he is very big. He is very bigger than me. He is very bigger than me, and also his name was Alireza. And he is from Yazdan, the city of Iran. And also he have the problem with food. He cannot go fast. And also when the police coming, he cannot running, and also like that. But I helped Alireza. But I stay with him. And also the another people didn't stay with him. But I just say, okay, I'm with you. Come, no problem. I will help you. And I help it. And I stayed with him up to Turkish. And when we was inside the way, the all of the people, we didn't saw the all of the people. The all of the people went. We lose them, but I didn't leave the Alireza. I just keep it the shoulders, and also, but he have the lots of problem. But I just keep it the shoulders, and I took the hands, and like this. We coming inside the Turkish. And also the Alireza was very, very happy at the last time. He was very happy. He said for me, hey, Mahmoud, you are very kind. I don't know. You are like this. And also also the Alireza was a barber, you know, he knew it how he can the hair of guys. But he have it inside the bag scissors. And I help it with Alireza and I bring it inside the Turkish. And he went to inside the Izmir and I coming inside the Istanbul. And it was 5 years ago. I remember 5 years ago. But the Alireza also didn't have any friend. Just he have it a bag and finish. And now I remember.
And are you still in contact with Alireza?
No, but the Alireza gave it for me the numbers of phone on that time. But I lose that. I lose that. Yeah, I think I lose that, yeah. But I don't know, the Alireza say for me, whenever you want to come inside the Izmir, I have one sister inside the Izmir, we have home, if you want to come with me, you can come, I will find for you work, like this. I say, no, okay, no problem. I will go to inside this temple. I have a lot of friends inside this temple. And I come inside this temple.
But was it true?
You had friends in Istanbul?
Our village, I have the friends inside this temple. Yeah. Okay. One time. Mm-hmm. One time helped two people. Yeah.
What was your first feeling once you crossed the European border?
The European border. My feeling at that time, I have it a lot of tired. I was very tired and I have it a lot of pain. And I didn't feel this one. I just my feeling was very happy. I knew like this, and I was very happy. At the first time, I didn't believe it. To when I coming, wow! I'm inside the Greek. No, I'm not inside the Greek. But yeah, I said yeah, Mahmoud, you are inside the Greek. Okay, and my feeling was very very good.
And is your feeling still so very very good now?
And now. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and now I'm very good. I don't have any problem, and we'll stay together. We are not alone, and we'll give it for each other positive energy, and also we'll continue our way. Let's finish.
We'll continue our way together.
Yeah, together. We'll,
brothers
we'll,
and
we'll,
sisters.
Yeah, we. I find it a brothers or sisters. Yeah. Yeah.
What would you wish to happen for people who are crossing the borders once they have crossed them?
I wish when they coming, they should coming without the problem, without the problem. Because if they decided to come to go to another country, it's very very hard. It's very very hard. It's very very hard, because at the really it's at the first time it's very hard for you to leave your family when you coming, and when you leave your family, and when you leave your mother, your father, when you coming to another country, because you have a problem, you leave your country, you coming inside to another country for find work, for find money, and send money back to from father and mother, and because you have a problem, you coming. If you don't have any problem, you will not coming. I like Afghanistan. I wish, I hope to one day I took the flag of Afghanistan and like this. All of the world should be know, yeah, I'm from Afghanistan. I'm not from Giri. And now I coming here, and now this is my activity. I do like this, I do like this. You know, I'm from Afghanistan. I like Afghanistan. But I have the problem. I leave the Afghanistan, I coming here. And now all of the people will leave the Afghanistan. Will they, when they coming from another, from Afghanistan to another country, they have a problem, and also I just wish for them they come without the problem, because they have many problem to come to another country. Yeah.
And for example, your problems at the European border was like you got pushed back 4 times. And so, like, what do you think about this management of European borders? Since you needed to come here, you didn't want it to, you wish you could have stayed in Afghanistan, but you needed to come here, and still, like, European countries, like Greece, didn't accept you and push you back. So what do you think about that?
It's very, very bad situation for refugees. Because if you want to arrive to another country, you should pay money. You should pay money, lots of, and you should accept your problem. You should accept your dangerous problem first, and after that, you will come. On that time, my feeling was very bad, and I scared always. So should not come in problem for me. Should not come in problem for me. I hope. And also, The police took us and sent back to Turkish. I don't know, sent back to Afghanistan. They know they have a problem. They know, but they sent back to Afghanistan. I don't know why.
Mm.
I know. Can I say?
Yes.
Because they give the money from foreign country about refugees. For example, one airplane I send back inside Afghanistan, they will took many money from foreign country because for refugees. For example, they say we will help to refugees. We need 100, like for example, 100 euro we need. We don't have money. If they took from foreign country, they will send us back to Afghanistan, and the money will stay on that country. This is like this, as I think, but I don't know. I don't have a lot of information. As I think, this is like this.
So it's a business.
It's a beautiful business.
Beautiful.
Yeah, but not for refugees. Beautiful. Maybe for that for that country. Yeah, beautiful. Mm.
When you arrived here in Greece, what is your feeling or your experience with the people living here and with all the international people that you met? Because sometimes, like, you can feel that people don't want that refugees are on the island. Some people, they are happy that there are refugees on the island. So what is your experience with this?
When I coming at the first time this island, and I saw like this, and that time, understand the situation of new camp was very good, not like Moria. Mm-hmm. Understand?
And it was less bad than Moria.
Yeah.
Not very good.
It was very good than Moria.
It was better.
It was better.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It was better than Moria. And also, for me, it was very good for me. For me, I'm very lucky to coming in this time, in this situation. Because when I coming to, for example, on situation of Moria, when I coming on that time, I was very sad, I was very bad, I have a lot of problem. And now I don't have any problem. And now the situation a little good for the refugees. And also I coming and I saw the foreign country people with refugees coming here, and they work with people, they work with refugees. And also I coming and I saw the gym you guys sport with Steel, with Nino, I know it them, and I was very happy because I said with myself, yeah, I continue a little sport, and after that we will learn some new language, and after that we will go to another country. After that we can be relaxed. We will be inside the peace, and after that we will have a security. Because before it was very bad. Yeah, it was very bad for me before.
You have something to say to European people?
To European people.
Yes.
Like to European people. Like which kind of European people?
Every European people.
Every?
Do you want to send a message to European people?
For European people, it's I have idea about the European people. You know, because the situation European people is very good because when they become adult, understand, they know, they have a lot of information about world, and they know their right hand, the left hand. It means the situation, the European people is better than Afghanistan. Understand? When the people Afghanistan, when for example refugees, when arrived inside the European, and they will saw when the European country, they talking with us, it's very, very kindly, understand? I just agree with this. When we arrived inside the foreign country, and they will talk with us is very kindly. And for example, what do you want? What do you want to be in the future? We will support you. You can. At the all of time, they will say for us, you can go like this, like that. The European country is good for refugees. Because we are human, yeah. We cannot be alone. We should stay together, yeah.
We are all human.
Yeah.
You and European people.
Yeah.
But you know that the European people that you see here from the island, like who are coming for volunteering and stuff, they are not very representative to all the other European people. They are like, you know, like people who are like coming for volunteering with refugees, they are more in the mindset like, okay, let's welcome the refugees. But a lot of other European people don't have this mindset.
Okay, but the all the people not the same. For example, a little people may be different. Understand? But the more than people inside the Europe, they know the way how they should talk with refugees. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
That's my sentences.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I hope so.
And if, for example, maybe yeah, a little the people is not good. Is they don't like the refugees, and they will not say, hey, we cannot do something good for you. They will not say, they will not face to face, they will not say like this. Maybe they don't talk with you. And for the another foreign country, the people, they will talk with you. And if they know you, if at the first time, if they know you, if you can do something work completely, like, okay, I did like this, and I want to be in the future like this. And they will support you, because they know you. You can go. Okay, we are together. We are friends. Okay, go like this.
Okay, I think we are good.
Yeah, thank you. I tried my best, and let's finish.
Yeah. You are the best. Thank you so much, Mahmood.
You're welcome. You're welcome. You're welcome.
Enjoy your life.
Seul dans l'univers, j'ai peur du ciel et de l'hiver, j'ai peur des fous et de la guerre, j'ai peur du temps qui passe, dit comment peut-on vivre aujourd'hui dans la fureur et dans le bruit, je ne sais pas, je ne sais plus, je suis perdu.
Thank you very much to have listened to this episode. We hope you enjoyed it and we look forward to your feedbacks on this podcast. Thanks so much to Mahmood for trusting us and sharing his experiences with us. See you in 2 weeks for the next episode.
Sans lui, sous quelle étoile, dans quel pays, je n'y crois pas, je n'y crois plus, je suis perdu. Chant de liberté, d'écouter se lamenter, ma gueule dans la glace dit, est-ce que je dois montrer les dents, est-ce que je dois baisser les bras, je ne sais plus.